News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. You are probably not the winner of the Mega Millions drawing. The winning tickets were sold in California and in Georgia.
Millions entered.
Maybe I get lucky.
Maybe I'll get lucky.
No, no, no.
And at least two players take it all.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated annuitized $636 million.
A ticket sold in California and another in Georgia, splitting the second largest jackpot in U.S. Lotto history. Mega Millions lead director Paula Otto says check your tickets carefully, even if you didn't win the big one.
There are lots of other prizes. The second prize is really handsome. It's a cool $1 million.
The pot resets to $15 million for Friday's drawing. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
All right, so you're wondering maybe you won one of those secondary prizes, or at least got the cost of your ticket refunded. The winning numbers were 8, 14, 17, 20, and 39, and the Mega Millions ball was 7. Again, the lottery jackpot resets to $15 million. We'll have data later today on how many Wisconsin winners there were for those lower-level prizes. The Cedar Creek Mall is now in receivership. Stony Rivers is the lending company that controlled the property. Foreclosure papers were filed in Marathon County Court earlier this month. The court appointed attorney Rebecca DeMarb as the receiver. Stony Rivers attorney Brian Thrill confirms that a buyer, Tom Timblin, has defaulted on about $15 million on five different loans. The current owner, Timblin, says he is trying to work things out with the company.
I understand the land contract is up and they have all the legal rights in the world to take them all back. So I was trying to negotiate with them or do a buyout, but we couldn't agree on a price. So it looks like they're going to get the mall back.
He's been the owner of the mall since 2007. The investigation into the Wausau School District's recent holiday concert music controversy is over, but that report is not being made public just yet. School Board President Michelle Schaefer issued a statement yesterday saying the school board has reviewed the report. She says it won't be made public yet because they, quote, need to follow the procedures of Wisconsin's public records law. That is because some public employees are mentioned specifically in that report. She didn't indicate exactly when a board meeting would take place to review the matter. The Marathon County Board of Supervisors is agreeing with their executive committee. They are going to seek a judge's opinion on whether it is legal to tape closed meetings.
The county board decided in August to establish a new ordinance prohibiting its own members from recording audio or video in closed session meetings, even if the person recording it was rightfully attending that meeting. Last Wednesday, we reported to you the county's executive committee and Supervisor Oliver Burrows agreed the county should seek what's called a declaratory judgment. This will let a judge decide if that new ordinance is legal without either the county or Burrows filing a lawsuit. The full board agreed yesterday that this was the appropriate thing to do. Corporation Counsel Scott Corbett believes the new ordinance is acceptable, but he is concerned because no other county has such an ordinance. Burroughs believes he has a constitutional right to maintain an accurate record of what is said in case their actions are ever questioned in court. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The appeals are done for the Weston Prayer death couple. They were found guilty of second-degree reckless homicide for praying over their dying daughter instead of seeking medical care. Now the U.S. Supreme Court says it will not hear the case of Dale and Leilani Newman. Attorneys met yesterday to discuss the Newman's final options. The defense wants no jail time. The prosecution wants the couple to at least serve the unusual sentence they receive from now-retired Judge Vincent Howard. The sentence is for each to serve a month in jail for the next 6 years, plus be on probation for the next 10 years. The judge stayed the jail time until the appeals process played itself out. A Wausau woman will spend the next 22 months in prison for drug distribution. She's 44-year-old Sandra Tim. She was sentenced by federal judge Lynn Ailman. Tim pled guilty to distributing methamphetamine from her Wausau home back in October. The U.S. Senate is ready to approve a budget deal today, sending it to President Obama for his signature. The House already said yes to the two-year accord. The legislation easily passed a key procedural hurdle yesterday, 67 to 33. Now here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin.
With a south wind and partly to mostly cloudy skies, looking for highs near 27 today. Mostly cloudy and not as cold overnight tonight with lows near 16. Mostly cloudy on Thursday with the chance of snow back in the forecast by Thursday night. Thursday's highs near 25 and cooler on Friday with temperatures only topping out in the upper teens. Temperatures forecast near 19 in the afternoon. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Rob Duns right here on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
We wake up under mostly clear skies across central Wisconsin, and the entire region's down in the single numbers. Get your hour-by-hour temperatures, the six-day forecast, and the zoom-in street-level weather radar at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.